All right, folks. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important, self-compassion and self-love. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself through a marathon of self-criticism? Like that inner voice is a relentless drill sergeant, barking orders and pointing out every perceived flaw? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can break free from that negativity and start treating ourselves with the kindness and understanding we deserve. It's time to ditch the harsh critic and unleash the awesome human inside. Now, self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing our shared humanity. Everyone messes up, everyone struggles, and that's okay. It's about offering ourselves the same warmth and support we'd give a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Would you berate your bestie for tripping over their shoelaces? Probably not. You'd probably laugh it off, offer a helping hand, and remind them that everyone stumbles sometimes. Well, guess what? We deserve that same level of kindness from ourselves. So, how do we actually cultivate this self-compassion magic? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously transform your relationship with yourself. First up, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. Acknowledge them without judgment, like a curious observer watching clouds drift by. Don't engage with them, just let them pass. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts. They don't define you. Next, talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Would you tell your best pal they're useless after a setback? Of course not. So why do we allow ourselves to speak to ourselves with such harshness? Start replacing those critical voices with words of encouragement and support. You've got this. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but remember, you're amazing. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. Did you finally finish that laundry pile? High five. Did you manage to get out of bed on time today? You're a champion. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. You deserve it. And finally, be patient with yourself. Cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, days when self-criticism creeps back in. That's totally normal. Just gently remind yourself of your worth and keep practicing. You're building a powerful inner strength that will serve you for a lifetime. Now, let me tell you a story. I remember a time when I was feeling super stressed about a big project at work. I was putting in long hours, constantly comparing myself to others, and beating myself up for not being perfect. I was exhausted, overwhelmed, and honestly, starting to feel pretty miserable. One day, during a walk, I realized how ridiculous it was that I was treating myself this way. I started talking to myself like I would talk to a friend going through the same thing. "Hey, Jake," I said, "take a deep breath. You've got this." It's okay to ask for help if you need it. Just focus on doing your best and celebrate every small win along the way. That simple shift in mindset made a huge difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and able to tackle the project with renewed energy. Remember, self-compassion isn't just about feeling good. It's about empowering yourself to handle challenges with grace and resilience. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Treat yourself like the amazing human you are. You deserve it. And hey, if this resonated with you, share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love. Let's spread the kindness and create a world where everyone feels supported and empowered to be their best selves. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.